This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, welcome to Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Yeah, you're my best friend. Did you know that? Which one of you wants to be my best friend? Raise your hand.
We can take turns.
Really? And who's going to start today? You?
All right, fine.
All right, Jennifer can be my best
Jen's
friend.
Jen's okay. The longest, so she gets first dibs.
Can you get me one of those necklaces? I don't know if you know this, Dougie, but when you were besties with someone in grade school, they had these little heart-shaped necklaces that cracked in half, and you got a half, and then your bestie got a half.
No.
Can we get those?
Really?
Yeah.
Do they sell them at K Jewelers?
Probably, but you can get them at Kmart if you want.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend a lot of money.
Really?
Right.
Okay, so K Jewelers, number of women have been on Facebook with information complaining about K Jewelers' repair practices. Rings taken back to the jeweler to be fixed or resized have come back with more damage than they had on them when they brought them in. Or sometimes they get lost, they don't even come back at all. Here's a woman who was engaged. Isn't June is marriage month, right? Isn't June?
June's a big wedding month.
Bride month, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. So one woman sent her ring in to be resized, and 3 weeks later, when she hadn't heard anything, Kay told her that her custom designed ring had disappeared.
Oh,
they didn't inform the police. Instead, they made a replica of the ring.
Oh no!
But the diamonds used in the second version were not the same quality. A bunch of dummies. What do you think? Somebody's not, I don't know anything about this stuff. You tease me all the time. I remember Roberta used to tease me about cubic zirconium, and I wouldn't know the difference. I'm one who thinks that diamonds are ridiculous, but that's just me.
There you know, you should probably not work for K Jewelers with the tagline, diamonds are ridiculous. No, but that's a huge deal. Imagine, okay, so, I mean, most men, what do they always say? It's 2 months' salary, but most men, let's be honest, spend even more than that, more than they can afford. And they get this, you know, beautiful testament to, for their future wives. And then the wives accept it, and it becomes a symbol of this person's, of this couple's love. And then they go to the jewelry store to get it sized, and that ring gets lost at the jewelry store. I have a hard time thinking that you could take it off and say, I'll see you in 6 weeks, because that's, I don't know.
Isn't a ring, this is, I mean, K Jewelers has their problems no matter what.
And they also own just another ring. And another thing too, K Jewelers, which I did not know until recently, till all this kept coming up, they also own Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Oh, did they?
And I'm the Subway spokesperson.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, well, they might as well. And Jared Jewelers is having a lot of problems where they're swapping people's stones out, where people have gone and had the ring appraised. They took it to Jared. They got it fixed. They came back, and they've got a different center stone. So K Jewelers and Jared is in a lot of hot water, and it's only
going to
get worse.
Even if you don't care about diamonds or, you know, jewelry that much, if you're paying for a ring, you should be able to. You should be getting what you're paying for, and not stones that are worthless. That's terrible.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
I see what you're saying, Dougie. You're saying a ring is just a ring, and that's true.
A ring is a moment of happiness, and that's
it. But still, the ring symbolizes something, and it would be like if you turned in your car.
Exactly.
And
you read my mind.
It came back without the tires that you had.
No. There's two different issues.
Stereo system.
He takes his Range Rover in, and he gets a Ford Fiesta.
Right.
Well, here you go. You won't notice the
difference.
But it's the same color.
They both have wheels.
With the problem K Jewelers is having, I just wonder out loud often, and I've had this with, to the chagrin of some of the people that I've been close to, the momentary happiness that you get from a big stone or something that is glam. I'm not good at buying
jewelry.
Keep
in mind, this is not momentary happiness.
Yeah.
We look at our ring. I mean, this is a ring that never leaves your finger for the most part, except when you're at a nightclub. It never leaves your finger.
Yeah, it's so not momentary.
You know, yeah, it stays with you. I mean, and it's almost like a symbol that, hey, look, we're willing to work for it and you're willing to work for it. And sometimes men's willing to work for it has to hit them in the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Well, how much attention do you suppose, how much value would a ring from Johnny Manziel have? As a person.
Oh, well, he could probably afford a nice... Well, he used to be able to afford
a nice ring. I don't know. Could he? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it might smell like Jack Daniels or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So, there's a business of speaking of rings and that sort of thing. Yesterday, we started talking about Ashley Madison and how much... What a dirt... Well, okay. Edit your comments, Doug. How... the people who run it... are maybe out of touch a bit.
Oh, God. You know, I actually just looked at their Twitter page, and they were advertising that they're changing. They're going down a new road, and that they had a picture of their new CEO. And I was like, who would want to be the new CEO and have a picture posted of them? I would run the other
way. The CEO said yesterday, we certainly feel that the Ashley Madison brand can be repositioned. To what? Garbage collectors? Yeah. What are you, I mean, how are you going to reposition Ashley?
If you're going to have an affair, you better work for it. What happened to the good old days when you used to try to bag your secretary? I mean, why do you have to go online, you know? I mean, I'm not going to be naive and say that people don't have affairs, but to facilitate affair having, it's just, ugh, gross.
So who uses it, though?
Well, apparently a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of politicians.
Are there women? Yeah, I mean, women, men?
There are women, yeah, but there were a lot more men than women, and that's why I think
so
they had
to admit
using Fembots.
So how do they get matches if there's more men than women?
They use Fembots. They
what
use
does that
the
mean?
Fake profiles that are women.
Kind they of like
Fembot, like literally like a robot that's pretending to be a woman talking to them online.
And then, so what happens when they want to meet him?
Well, then that's a problem.
I guess. I remember how much time we used to spend on Oscar
Pistorius. Maybe you smell so good, just like metal.
This is like the breaks. When
all of a sudden, you go out for a little rendezvous, and the maid from the Jetsons rolls in.
Here's Joan Jetson. Oscar Pistorius got 6 years in the slammer yesterday.
I don't know why we're still talking about him. The justice system in other places is so bizarre. Like, I mean, I know ours is deeply flawed at times. But, man, this guy's getting in. I mean, he's going through court cases again and again and again and again. And for often the girlfriend, I mean, 6 years.
But it's taken him 3 years to get this far.
Yeah,
and he was given, three months, and he got out, or 6 months or something, and he got out, and then the judge said that's not enough time.
It's not enough, and then he had to go back, and then he showed up in court without his prosthetic things on.
That was so weird.
So that he would look more sympathetic to the judge.
That's like when Bill Cosby shows up walking around on a cane like he's this feeble little old man who could never harm a fly. That's his whole look
right,
now.
Speaking of that, Twitter and social media in general are all aghast with yet another white police officer shooting a black man in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Confrontation outside a convenience store. The cell phone video seems to not support what the police have said. This guy was shot while he was pinned to the ground. Officers said they were responding to a caller who said the man had threatened him with a gun. They got there, the guy's gun was in the back of his shirt, and he was on the ground when he was shot. He didn't have access to his gun. Is that true? Is that basically?
Well, I'm
the
just looking at a
summary
thing
of what
my phone just blew up from USA Today breaking news, and it says an autopsy shows Alton Sterling died of multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back.
So he got shot in the front and the back.
Here's the thing. Then that proves that there was probably some wrongdoing, because you don't get shot from the front and the back if you're pinned down. The back would indicate that you're going somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking to see what the,
All right. Food for thought. And
yet another mess.
It's hard to comment on these until we know exactly what happened.
Thank you.
It's so dangerous to throw gasoline on the fire until you actually know.
Yep, I agree 100%. So we'll move on. 16 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
This is what it sounds like at a car dealership that doesn't offer big cash back. And this is what it sounds like at a Chevy dealership that does offer big cash back on award-winning vehicles.
Booyah! All right!
During the Chevy 20% sales event, get cash back for 20% of the MSRP on many 2016 Chevy models. For the best selection, get to your Chevy dealer now. For vehicle eligibility, visit Chevy20%.com. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. Take delivery by 7/8/16. See dealer for details.
Know-how!
Napa has the family of Castro motor oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
19 past the hour. I'm chuckling about our. We've been threatening to do this for years here, Jennifer.
I know.
Get the real, what we call real in radio.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara uncensored, right?
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah.
The after show.
We should make a podcast out of that. Just call us off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJV off mic.
I'm on my Facebook page, and one of the people who I'm friends with is my. She's not really a blood relative, but she's the wife of the fellow who's my cousin, Doug Morton. You've heard me talking about him.
You're named after his dad, right?
I'm named after his father, right?
Yeah.
There's always the story about when we get to a point, we were at a wedding, his son's name is Dudley. My name is Dudley.
Good Lord, there are too many of you running
his
around.
His name is Doug Douglas, and so when people would call out Doug, he and I would both respond. Mm-hmm. When people would call out Dudley, his son and I would respond.
Wow.
I went to see him a few months ago when I was in Denver because he's really had a horrible, horrible, horrible case of Alzheimer's and dementia. And Marilyn has posted on their Facebook page that the hospice nurse told her that he was transitioning to die.
Hmm.
So... it's sad when it comes close to you, but you see the horror that is Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah.
And I found something, the good side of that is, if you like maple syrup, apparently there's some research out today that suggests maple syrup is good for you. If you eat a lot of maple syrup, you won't get Alzheimer's or dementia.
Probably not great for your diabetes,
really?
but
keeping you from getting Alzheimer's, 21 after the hour on the Wednesday program.
We'll be right back. worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Start with Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
I like Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, they're so great. I love this guy.
Crank it up, Kara. Please.
Can you hear me calling?
Yes.
Out your name. You know
Jennifer!
I'm calling and I don't know what to say. I speak a little louder. I'll even shout. You know that I'm proud and I can't get the words out.
One of the great Fleetwood Mac tunes calling attention to the fact that they are going to give the only performance this year at Dodger Stadium July 28th, Jen. The Dodgers have asked Fleetwood Mac to perform at their second annual Blue Diamond Gala. They'll close out the night with a set from center field following a blue carpet entrance because
cool.
of the Dodger colors.
Sure.
And a ceremony honoring Vin Scully.
I love him.
Fabulous. Is he 86 now?
Yeah, and he's just so... I will cry on the last game of the season. I don't know.
He's going to keep doing the games, isn't he? Though?
No, this is his last year.
Oh, it is? I thought he was going to keep going.
And it's just...
How does he sound?
You listen to him and he sounds so good. His voice is like, truly like honey. Besides my parents, the voice that I know best in my life.
Yeah, I thought you told me that my voice was the one you know.
Yours too, but when I think about I've known you for 10 years. Vin Scully, I've been listening to since I was born. I mean, truly.
You've known me for long. You've been on the air with me for 10 years, but you've known me for, 20 some odd years.
You're up there. You're up there, Dougie.
All right, so this is, why is Fleetwood Mac not on the road? Why is this it for them?
Well, they just finished. They wrapped up a massive world tour at the end of 2015.
Yeah.
So I think 2016 they're taking a break. Maybe they're going to do a new album. They all seem to be getting along really well now.
Yeah, good. That's neat. Same thing can't be said for ABBA. But all right, one out of two ain't bad. 26 past the hour. Okay. Yeah. Now are we doing Smokey next, or what are we doing next? That was the. This is super. William Robinson, when Mary Gordy heard him sing, he had a smoky voice. So Smokey became, or William Robinson became Smokey. Smokey Robinson is the next recipient of the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Songwriting. This is
Smokey Robinson like 7 years old when he sang this? Because this doesn't sound like him to me.
This is the early version of this, where he was a kid like Michael Jackson. They're both the same age, and they started the same way. The thing is, Michael couldn't write for Beans, really.
Yeah.
Smokey could. Smokey had a way of capturing ideas simply. So I'll bet you, if we were to look at 100 hits that came from Motown, 40 of them were written by Smokey Robinson, or he collaborated in one way or another with Holland Dozier Holland or one of the other Motown legends.
So he's the Vin Scully of Motown.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. It really is. Yeah, he's a fabulous mind. I remember seeing him drive around his brown Corniche convertible, having waving to everybody.
Such a beautiful voice, too.
Yeah, he sang on Monday night. He sang at the fireworks from the National Mall.
Oh, did he?
He sounded great. Yeah, he did a medley of songs. He sounded wonderful.
Yeah. The prize honoring a living musician's lifetime achievements in promoting songs as a means to cultural understanding, inspiring new generations and entertaining audiences will be given out in November in Washington. Other people who have gotten it, Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, Carole King, Billy Joel, Willie Nelson, all appropriate recipients. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the overly inquisitive pet. You know, pets that go through the wastebasket, open drawers, and paw through your files need more than just stimulation. Their inquisitiveness can also do damage, but I must stress that this is strictly unintentional delinquency. Typically, the overly inquisitive pet isn't destructive at all, but just very intelligent. He isn't satisfied with the run-of-the-mill toys. He learns quickly, and he demands novelty. This syndrome occurs more commonly in the pet who previously has had company during the day, one that's been encouraged to have an active mind and a lot personality, but is now alone either because the owners had to go back to work or there was a divorce or kids went off to college. The pet's routine hasn't changed yet, though, and he paces the house looking for involvement with people or events. That's why it's so important. I say this often. Some dogs need a job. Some dogs need a backyard that's more interesting. Rotate your pet's toys on a regular basis. Take them to new locations and new places and make your backyard really interesting for your dog or cat. A little tetherball hanging from a tree, a sandbox. They'll be happy. So will you. I'll more next time.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-569-5...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Jen and Victoria, Harry Schillen at the controls. Ramadan is over.
Ramabomb, get it right.
Well, yeah. That's the, you know, the bombs and the killings. This is one of the bloodiest Ramadans in memory. A lot of targets, a lot of people. The people, this is what sort of the old adage, eating your young is about, or eating your own diet.
Not even, I mean, part of it is eating the West as well, too. I mean, I think close to 1,500 people died during Ramadan because of these attacks, and that includes the Orlando Pulse nightclub one. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this to you guys here, but I did an event for the local radio show that I do with a guy named Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who wrote a book, Defeating Jihad. And part of the reason, I mean, we're being a little bit misled, and I don't know if it's necessarily on purpose by our government, or maybe it is. I don't know, but
you think?
Yeah, the government is trying to make us think that ISIS wants to just capture this area in the Levant. They want to be Syria and Iraq, and they want to create this territory called the Levant, which is why the president will call them ISIL sometimes, the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant.
The Daesh is ISIL.
And, right, but the reason that that's not true is that, yes, they want to have a territory, but more often than not, they're using the drone strikes that we are perpetrating on them or whatever to expand their ideology. And what they're really trying to do is expand the ideology through the world, because they are in a plan where they believe that we are now in the period that they have to attack the infidels where the infidels are, which means in the West, in Europe, in Christians in Saudi Arabia, Christians in the Middle East, Americans. They have to attack where they are, because they feel that in 2020, they're going to the prophecy is that they declare a win over the West, and then the apocalypse comes. And so this is their last chance to inspire fighters to go to heaven, because they can attack the infidels on their soil. And that's why we're seeing this uptick in attacks. And so many people are saying, well, you know, it's the guns, or it's that we're droning them in Saudi Arabia or in Iraq or wherever. And it's really, that's a very big mistake, and a big one to consider is that if their motivation is God, there is nothing bigger than that to them.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to change their mind. That's an ideology, and we have to start fighting it like we did communism. I mean, really, that's what you can draw the parallel with, is changing the ideology. And remember when Reagan stood in front of the wall and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall? All of a sudden, people on the other side of the wall said, hey, maybe that wall isn't for protection. Maybe they're trying to control me and keep me in. We need to do the same thing with that way of thinking with these group of people.
My noxious feelings about certain organized religions and how people take the word of God and supposedly use it to their benefit. These people, these psychotic, miserable cretins, excuses for human beings. How do you, you know, especially with somebody like me who has the spiritual philosophy of live and let live, whether it's other humans or whether it's animals. Very hard to hold on to that, given the status of the mindset of these people. It really is. It's extraordinarily
hard. And, you know, the thing
hard.
That adds an extra level of difficulty when you think about this is, like, with communism, we never were dividing it up, saying good communist, bad communist. It just was communism, and it was something that was against the ideology of our country, right? With Islam, there are multiple versions of that religion, and so there are good versions of Islam, and there are good Muslims. It's the extremists that you have to weed out and go, okay, these are the ones that are going to kill us because God told them to, and that's what makes it even harder.
We've modified our approach to communism as well, because now the Cubans are okay, the Chinese are okay.
Bernie Sanders is cool.
That's all.
Bernie.
But in this circumstance, we went way overboard in terms of understanding what communism was and how it infiltrated what was going on in our country. People's mindsets were challenged. And so that's the danger of all of this. And it is dangerous. It's part of the human condition, part of what we have to learn. I guess lessons are hard to learn for all of us, whether they're personal lessons or whether they're lessons like this. It's hard to understand what it is. You can sort of try to put something that's superficial on it to make it easier to understand. But it is so difficult to try to understand the what you think is the benevolence of a spirit, a spiritual leader, a God, infinite intelligence, perfect humanity, whatever it is, and have all of this stuff attached to it. So when you hear something like that, and then you hear something like this, you know there is hope. Yesterday, couple of parents traveling with their twin 18-month-old girls from Newark to Orlando brought goodie bags onto the plane for all the passengers.
That's so cute. Like so a plane birthday party.
Every bag of candy had a note inside, and they handed it out to people as they got on, and some of the flight attendants were helping as well. Inside the bag was a note. Hello, our names are Ashley and Abby. We're twins. We just turned 18 months old. This is our first time on an airplane. We're going to Florida to visit Grandma and Grandpa. We'll try to keep our cool on the plane, but in case we get crazy, we provided a sweet treat. the treat and the earplugs for your enjoyment. Thank you for understanding.
What
please
a cute
enjoy
idea.
Your flight. Wasn't that a, oh my God.
What a cute idea.
And it turned out the babies were great travelers. This thing has generated more than 21,000 likes. Picked up hundreds of comments as well. It ought to. Twitter had Good Day Show. What do you think of that? What a smart couple.
Well, and the funny thing is, all the passengers goodie bags are the ones who made it go viral.
Yeah.
Because they just said this was so adorable, and they said that the babies were so well behaved.
Yeah.
But the you know, typical social media, the other side, the other shoe fell, and a lot of comments. This is ridiculous. Parents shouldn't have to apologize for their children. Children are children, and
get
it's
lost.
Like, yeah, but come on, you know, it's like children, no one wants to lie with a baby, and especially two babies.
Right. When people actually take the extra step to make you comfortable, this is what we should be doing. This
nothing
is what
that.
Our
yep.
society should be doing, not just like, well, babies are babies, deal with it. Yeah, that's
right.
true. But come on.
Those are for the egomaniac parents who will have egomaniac babies.
Yep.
Speaking of parenting, the U.S. has the biggest happiness gap between parents and non-parents among most of the industrialized Western countries. So one would ask, why is that? As a study that's out this week, the relaxative lack of work play... Good, Doug.
I heard laxative. I was like, what?
The... maybe they
need a little...
this is something... I love these studies. I want to know who paid for this study. Workplace packages like sick time, paid vacation, flexible work hours, paid maternal or parental leave, that sort of thing. We don't have that. Well, you know what? We do have it. Not all companies have it. Some companies are bad at doing it. Some companies just can't do it. Other companies can.
But the government, even if your company doesn't do it, you go out on disability for your maternity leave.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was told... I'm trying to remember who it was in my circle of friends who told me this. Oh, I know who it was. It was Charlie. He was at my farm fixing one of the balers. His son, Lee, just got married. And Lee works for a computer company in California someplace. He had worked for the company for about 2.5 years, apparently rising up the ranks well. They, as part of their package when you get married, give you 9 weeks of leave for you
really?
To enjoy. But first,
that's really excessive.
To me, that would just that
leads
would help
to
the
a divorce,
rate.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
It's the inevitable come faster.
If you look at something that was sweet there. In a moment, the TV report plus, as part of the TV report, Jen will have an idea of what's worthwhile watching tonight. Plus, it's. The fireworks were a problem for PBS. We'll get to that in a moment here.
And also, Dolph.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestables.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the beach. Trying to avoid pesky mosquito bites? Not so great. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and the bug experts at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have a few tips and tricks to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes this summer. Be sure to wear light-colored, breezy fabrics that allow you to cover up while keeping cool. Use personal repellents with DEET or Picaridin. They They are the best line of defense from mosquito bites when outdoors. Always make sure to read and follow all directions for repellents carefully. Don't forget to repair the screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out of your house. Outside, make sure to remove any standing water from fountains, bird baths, and buckets where mosquitoes may breed. Lastly, remember some mosquitoes are most active during the day, so be sure to take extra precautions when you're out in the sun. For more tips, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
This is what it sounds like at a car dealership that doesn't offer big cash back. And this is what it sounds like at a Chevy dealership that does offer big cash back on award-winning vehicles.
Booyah! All right!
During the Chevy 20% sales event, get cash back for 20% of the MSRP on many 2016 Chevy models. For the best selection, get to your Chevy dealer now. For vehicle eligibility, visit Chevy20%.com. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. Take delivery by 7/8/16. See dealer for details.
Now time for a television check, including the news of the day from the world of television. PBS came under fire for using stock footage of previous fireworks without telling the audience they were going to do that during the 4th of July special. I'm not sure. But why would this put people in a bad mood? I don't get that. But listen,
it wasn't a live fireworks show. It was like, you know, I mean, it's like sitting at home watching a cartoon of fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks from days past. I mean, really?
Come on. All right, here's
it's like
the
boring enough time to watch it.
It's like at Christmas time when you watch the fake fire on your television.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing.
All right, here's the story.
PBS Capitol 4th fireworks show lighting up. Well, it's lit up the sky and social media because the network admitted using a combination of the best fireworks from this year and previous years live in its broadcast last night. PBS saw nothing wrong with it. It tweeted it was the patriotic
thing. I don't see anything wrong with it. All right, enough of this. This
on,
is just
Doug.
Plain stupid.
Smoking mirrors
a big deal
for
out
crying
of
out loud.
Oh, come on. When you
this
please.
Is a scandal if I've ever heard one.
Right, okay. All right, let's get to a real scandal. Shonda Rhimes, who produces shows like Scandal, has a scandal of her own to deal with. She also is the creator of Grey's Anatomy. And this guy, Jesse Williams, an actor who's on the show, gave an impassioned acceptance speech at the BET Awards for his humanitarian work. Here is the story behind the story with regard to the fact that he's not getting fired, even though what he said was sort of racially charged.
Racial issues also front and center at the BET Awards. Grey's Anatomy actor Jesse Williams was given a humanitarian award, and his acceptance speech was passionate. He had a very clear message for those who would criticize movements like Black Lives Matter.
We know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours. If you have a critique for the resistance, for our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down.
All right, come on.
So what do you think, Dougie? Come on.
I don't disagree with him. I don't understand what's the problem. Like, he's only, I mean, what's the
because
problem?
He's only giving, the problem is he's only giving half the story. He's, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement moves this operation onto police officers, and they forget about cities like Chicago, where black people are killing black people 60, 70, 80 at a time during a given weekend, and instead they continue to focus on police force wrongdoings, which oftentimes get proved to be not wrong. Doing. I mean, it's just, it's so well,
but
you know, he's saying
up,
that people are only
shoot
operating
up today,
just
shoot
because
up.
Of some a court and a white judge says that the cops didn't
well,
do anything wrong.
No,
I don't know.
No,
I don't think that
not,
does anybody to make
fair.
People feel
no,
safer.
That's gasoline as well. There are plenty of black judges who say the same thing. Look what happened
look
in Baltimore.
Look at the Freddie Gray. They're,
well, that's
a black
right. That's
judge.
The one example we all know.
Well, I think that we go, there's a balance here, one way or another. He's a young kid, and he's angry.
Whose mother is white, also. He also, his mother is white and an activist, too.
All right, so we're out of time. Nice going. Nice going, guys.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I could do this pretty much all day, every day. How about we do four, five, 6 hours a day? Yeah, just to crank up the... come on, Kara. Let's have the theme. This is Warren Eckstein's theme from the Pet Show. You get this anyway. This is so corny, it's great.
From one of the great engineers, Al Peterson, put that together.
Really? Oh, Al Peterson, our Al Peterson.
There you go.
Okay, well, then that explains a lot. Okay, it's 54 past the hour. Warren Eckstein.
Whammo!
Yeah, bum-bitty-bum-bum, boop-boop. Well, never mind. So, Warren, you have your podcast.
I spoke to Linda Blair yesterday.
You did a Who's Your What?
Linda Blair. Remember Linda Blair from The Exorcist?
Yeah. Sure. She goes around and around.
She had my head spinning. I was possessed all night. But anyway, really? We'll talk about that later. Great conversation about pit bulls.
All right. That plus veterans being held by service dogs plus Warren's event this weekend. I can't bring a service dog under the circumstances, according to the invitation, but I don't have my service dog anymore anyway. So it'll just be me, Warren. That's it.
There'll be plenty of other dogs there for you to play with. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll do that. Have that conversation in a moment here on Good Day with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is a very cool dude. He has helped lots and lots of dogs. He's helped us understand our dogs. I thought it was cool over the 4th of July, a group of veterans who've been helped by service dogs started to give back to fellow veterans. It's called Warrior Canine Connections, headquartered in Germantown, Maryland. Ever heard of them, Warren?
I have. They're a great organization.
Really? They have a new facility using all donated materials that will allow vets access to counseling to service dogs. Animals are great therapy. You have horse therapy for people who have psychological problems. I've never done cow therapy, but I'm betting you probably could. Dogs especially. What is there about, is it just the way they're raised, or some of them have it in their DNA? What do you find when you're looking for a dog that can really help people? What's the key?
It's just the fact that dogs are so honest, and the fact that they're so honest, they really understand the feelings of people. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, talking about military dogs and how they react, on my podcast this week, I have Monty Hudson and Saxon on with me. If you remember the movie Max, where this war dog was shot, it was based on this dog, Saxon, who's now a good friend of mine. Really? Saxon was shot in the head in Afghanistan, also blown up, had part of his ear taken off, and it was stitched back on. Now, Saxon is a therapy dog helping other veterans, which is just an amazing story. So the bottom line is there's no facade with dogs. They just want to make you feel good. And because they're family-oriented, pack animals, they want to be as close to people as they possibly can. And if people just open up their heads a little bit, it's amazing how much we can gain just from being around our pet. Physically, it lowers our blood pressure, alleviates stress and anxiety. Senior citizens take 50% less medication if they have a dog or a cat in their house. So the whole concept of pet facilitated therapy is amazing. And next week, I have someone else coming on the show, Patrine Mitchell. You might not know the name, but that's Robert Mitchum's daughter, who is very much involved with horse therapy. So we'll be chatting with her about equine therapy as well.
All right, check out podcast called The Pet Insider. You can go to the Podcast One app or go to Warren's website, WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com. Podcasts are great. Radio programs are great. His advice is great. His help is great. And I'm going to go pay tribute to you, a special event in Malibu on Saturday night. I'm happy to be going, actually. Warren Eckstein, your pal and your dog's best friend.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.